Hi, church. I'm Austin Kim, and it's an honor to be sharing my testimony on this wonderful Easter Sunday. I guess you could call me a founder of the church. I was two at the time it was founded. If you didn't know already, my parents are Jen and Sunbeck, the senior pastor and the director of the children's ministry. My hobbies are watching and playing sports, marching band and drumline, and reading the Bible, of course. Yeah. When it was announced during service that confirmation was starting, I asked my dad if I was doing that this year, and he told me yes, I would, so I did. Initially, I felt like I didn't really have a choice for getting confirmed or not, even though confirmation is supposed to be when I proclaim my faith on my own. But I felt like it was the next step forward for me as a Christian. I've come to realize, though, through confirmation, that my family and this church are really the ones that shaped me into the person I am today. Jesus is the way for my family and my church, and I could only imagine that I'd be like a jerk if I wasn't raised by a Christian community. Come to think of it, all of my good attributes are what Jesus embodied. One attribute that I inherited from my parents is compassion. They taught me that caring for others is the best way and the only way, and I guess Jesus taught them that. They've also taught me to be accepting of others and not to judge people, because Jesus would do the same. Without these teachings, I'd be left with my bad traits: impatient, inconsiderate, and aggressive, also known as me when I wake up from a nap. And trust me, that guy is hard to love. This church in particular has also influenced me greatly when it comes to social justice issues. Lots of people my age will say that they don't care about political and social issues and don't follow them because it doesn't affect them. Knowing what's happening in the world and fighting for the oppressed has become very important for me, regardless of whether it directly affects me or not, because of what this church has taught me and its deep involvement with social justice, which is what Jesus stood and fought for. The values that I hold now in my care for the victims of exploitation are prevalent in my life, and I can only credit that to my Christian faith. Growing up as a PK, or pastor's kid, the love this church has shown me has really allowed me to grow in my faith and as a person. I've taken it for granted because I've never experienced anything else, but as I've grown up, I've come to terms with the abundance of abuse and neglect in this world. I've been lucky enough to grow up completely sheltered from the horrible things that happen to most of the people in this country, thanks to your love for me. The worst thing that happened in my childhood was the Vikings losing to the Saints in 2010. And even then, a lot of you comforted me during that time of, as my mom likes to put it, inconsolable crying. Even the Bears fans are helping me through it. And if that's not love, then I don't know what is. Regardless of whether or not you have been a victim of this cruel world, you still gave me nothing but pure happiness. When my grandparents lived with me, I always took them for granted because they had always been there with me. But when they left, I soon realized just how lucky I was to have them. As I'm almost 15 now and finding out just how cruel this world is, I realize how blessed I am to have this church and to be given a place to fully share my emotions at a place where I know that there will always be there will always be people there to guide and protect me through the struggles that I face as a Christian. I can now say that I'm ready to confirm my faith in Jesus Christ, who fought for the oppressed, showed compassion, and gave unconditional love to all people. The love he showed is the love that my church, Church of All Nations, has shown me, and there would be a deep hole in my childhood without it. I'm eternally grateful for all of you and your deep care for me. Because of it, I can now spread the love to others because the church showed me the way. As Jesus once put it in Luke 12, verse 48, from everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. Thank you, and I love you guys.